What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is another episode of Chris Weir Answers. And today I answer the question, is video marketing still needed if no one is watching TV anymore? Now, some will catch the irony of this question because you're actually watching a video that is not on TV. So is it still needed? I would say yes. I mean, you're sitting here watching this video, right? Video is still the most effective medium. It involves sight and sound. And until Willy Wonka comes out with Wonka Vision or Smell-O-Vision or whatever it was that he had, or AR, augmented reality, or VR, virtual reality takes off, video is going to remain the number one medium of content delivery. And even VR and AR are versions of video, so that's just video evolving. Now, where video is consumed does continue to expand. Listen, people still watch TV. Don't get confused. There are still a lot of people watching TV, even cable and network TV. Now, TV's expanding. You've got Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and all these different now versions of TV. But people are still watching on their TV devices. Websites. Still, video is very huge on websites, social media, YouTube. There's all these different mediums that video can live and be very, very effective. So contextual distribution of your video content is number one. Contextual distribution of your content is number one, period, across every medium, but maybe even more so for video. The right person, the right place, the right time with the right message. What's evolving in video marketing is how our audience is using the video. You know, the purpose in a video is to connect your audience to your brand, not just through the relevant content, right? But literally give them a path to explore and become familiar with your brand. That could be anything all the way down to like a simple link in the description, all the way up to interactive overlays that are on the video. We recently did a video ad series that aired online. It didn't go on TV, but it was a video ad series that showed product placement within the video. When the product showed up on screen, we would pause the video and have a little overlay up to learn more about this product, click here. And right from their screen right there could click on the video and it would take them to the page of their website that explained that type of product. There are a lot of ways that you can create so many different levels of interaction with your audience. We have to figure out and we have to continue to evolve so that we reduce the resistance for the audience to get to our brand. We have to make it easier for them to get to our brand. This level of interaction is one way to do that. Now, video was always, if you think about it, a one-way conversation, right? It was the person producing the video talking to the person receiving the video. Then YouTube and social media came along and made it a two-way conversation where now the person viewing the video could leave a comment, they could like it. What we're having to do today is we're having to make this multidimensional. Not only is it a two-way conversation, but where do we send the audience after they have viewed the video or in the middle of the video? How do we get them out? And the last point that I want to make is be the show, not the commercial. Right. So if you think about it from the standpoint of giving your audience the content that they want, entertain them and inform them, the show, instead of being the interruption, the commercial, the way that you create your content and the way that your audience will interact with your content will completely begin to evolve. Focus on adding value. Be the show, not the commercial, and I promise you'll see results.